Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver and battling a vicious cold, but he's still here with us. Thanks a lot, Bob.
Well, I'm trying my best.
We have a question from Bert. Many governments in the West are moving towards a more totalitarian direction. They want to have total control over all aspects of people's lives. Therefore, they need central banks' digital currencies and will probably impose capital controls sooner or later. Now, how likely is it that they'll also confiscate gold at some point or even gold mines?
Yeah, these are very concerning issues. And I'd like to put in my own definition of the difference between authoritarian and totalitarian. And on totalitarian, the governing classes grant themselves the privilege of state murder. That's the way I look at it. But anyways, what we're seeing is extreme in authoritarian intrusion in, let's call it, the Western world. And I would suggest it is ending action because the financial markets have gone crazy and they're destroying the bond markets. And they've cranked in as much inflation and war as they can. And the public's getting fed up. And in previous conditions such as this in the past, the bulge of inflation sets up a massive speculation, which we've seen. And then when the financial markets come down, they shut the window to government financing. The bond market will be destroyed. And also, they won't be able to use inflation for funding. So my suggestion is that Bert's question shows the extreme. Now, and what I'm looking for is the reversal, where the public takes upon themselves to shut down intrusive and costly government.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're taking a look at some of the headlines that Bob found today. The first one, uranium is finally running hot and miners can't keep up. I noticed China just announced 4 new nuke plants.
Yeah, there's going to be actually an ideal method now for electricity, and it has been good, is nuclear. The new modular plants don't need to be as big as they used to be, and they can be built more conveniently. But the thing about the new modular plants, it can use the old uranium that's stored all over the place. So, yes, I agree that the demand for uranium-fueled generation of electricity will grow, but with so many supplies of old stuff around, it may curb the demand from mining. So it's a bit of a different oddball world, but it's there. So, and also recently the uranium is generating pretty impressive upside technical signals, and also at a time like January when a major market move can complete. So we've used examples like that for silver in January to 1980. So there's been a number of examples. If you get a really big thrust going into January, chances are it can end the move. So we'll watch for this one.
Headline, NBC News reported White House aides called the First Lady the decider, claiming she has unparalleled influence and impact upon the president. Oh, yeah, who does she actually think she is, Nancy Reagan?
No. Biden is a puppet, and he's not. He's just going with the flow, and it's essentially Obama's third term of office.
Headline from the New York Times, chill in the housing market seeps into other industries.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one because we had the housing market has been very dynamic and it's been getting a hit running out of energy, and it's been so compulsive that the decline could be quite impressive.
And I just saw the job numbers for the week. Canada expected to add 15,000 jobs in December, only 100 jobs. Oh. In the U.S., they thought 175,000 jobs. It was well over 200,000 jobs.
Yeah, there's something going on more dynamic in the U.S., and I've been attributing it to ordinary folk wanting to get back to normal after the COVID shutdown. And who knows whether the, 7 or 8 million illegal immigrants they brought in are sort of a plus on the economy. I can't decide yet, and I haven't seen anything written about it. But the U.S., the Canadian yield curve turned on December 22nd, 22, and it's the latest third quarter report on GDP is soft, so that's working, and the U.S. yield curve inverted in March a year ago, and that will ultimately, every inversion of the curve has been followed by a recession, so we'll see.
Now, for property owners, U.S. property insurance rates rose by up to 50% at the start of this year. 50%?
That's a huge number. Absolutely huge number, and there's no escaping it. When all of the casualty property insurers raise their rates, those who require insurance have to pay it.
And you can't sell your property unless you have insurance on it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Now, two headlines here from China. China ends underwhelming year with fresh signs of weakness, and China stocks see their worst start to the year since the 2019 economic woes.
Yeah.
No, it's so
pretty ugly stuff. I liked and the use of ends underwhelming year.
Well, it's a polite way to say it sucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, does China invade Taiwan to take the minds of their people off the fact that economically they're doing poorly, a.k.a. Take a look at what Argentina did in the 80s when they invaded the Falkland Islands, when they had inflation running at 200%.
No, my guess is that China is running out of revenue so fast that it may not be in a state to actually do the move into Taiwan. It's like Russia. They're running out of money so fast that they're going to have to get out of Ukraine.
War is an expensive thing. One cruise missile, $1 million.
But also, you've got to have real money. And for Russia, the real money comes from crude oil. And if you take a look at a chart of crude oil back to 2014, high crude prices, it goes into Chechnya. And then 07 or whatever. Anyway, so there's a a long history that when crude prices are high, Russia will get aggressive. And now the crude prices have been hit very hard. Then also I saw a review that it's not just the weak prices they've got. They're not selling that much to whoever they have been selling. So I think we're going to find peace breaking out with as commodity prices continue down.
Yes, we have a headline from the Wall Street Journal. Shale is keeping the world awash with oil as conflicts abound. And that's why trouble in the Middle East hasn't created very high prices like it has in the past.
Well, go back to late September. The popular target was $150. You get to $95, and then we've also followed the seasonality in crude very closely. And our advice was that there was a possible seasonal high there, and we'd be looking for dismal lows by December, January. And it did get down to a fairly dismal low. So, yeah, now, hey, it'll maybe go up in the first quarter, but it's nowhere near the price that Putin needs to continue to prosecute his war.
Well, also, China has mandated the use of electric vehicles, and that would lower their huge demand for oil as well. Something like 25% of their vehicle sales are electric.
Where are they going to get the electricity from?
From those four new nuke plants that they're going to need that uranium for.
Right, sure. Hmm. Electrical power cords all over the place because batteries are just bloody hopeless. So, no, I think the Chinese got themselves stuck with the mania for electric vehicles. But let's not call them electric vehicles. Man, we've had electric streetcars for more than 100 years, and then you had electric trolley buses. It's the idiots are gone to having battery buses, and that's the problem. So I think the fad for battery vehicles has run its course.
Maybe we should all be able to hook into the trolley line.
Ding, 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 went the trolley.
And our final headline here, U.S. office owners face $117 billion on a wall of debt repayments.
Yeah.
The U.S. office is dead?
Yeah. You take on the debt in the bubble. Everybody's feeling good. You got to own more and more. And let's leverage up. And then the bubble's over. And then you got the problem. And previous post-bubble deflations have lasted for almost 20 years. You know? But the party is wonderful on the way up. And then, as I say, every great financial bubble, the first was the South Sea bubble in 1720, has been followed by, well, typically, there was one following the 1722 bubble. England remained chronically at war, so there was no major deflation, but four out of five of them, you had a 20-year deflation following the end of the stock bubble.
Bob, get well soon.
We're working on it, and good to be with you, and I think we're into a very interesting start to the new year.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy, the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.